This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening, this is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West in Pahoa, Hawaii. This is the PM 40 update for Tuesday, the 9th of May, 2017. If you're on Twitter, you can follow Pulp and Paper Radio International by going to simultweet.com. That's simultweet.com. We'll be tweeting additional information throughout the show at this location. The PM 40 closed down again today for the second consecutive trading day at 36.52, down 28 points from yesterday's close. Declining stocks outpaced gainers 3-1. We'll be back to take a look at today's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster.
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. And we're back. Today's top gainer was USG, which closed at $30.37, up 3.1%. Fibria Cellulose also gained, closing up 1.7% at $9.27. Other winners were Ennis Incorporated, RELX Group, and Domtar. The biggest decliner today was Orchid's Paper Products, closing at $17 even, down 6.4%. Resolute Forest Products also lost, closing down 5.9% at $4.75. Other losers today were LSC Communications, Synveo, and Rayonier Advanced Materials. Today's most active PM40 stock was Graphic Packaging, trading 2.4 million shares. In headlines today, Washington's governor has delayed action on a biomass bill. An Augusta, Maine woman sentenced 15 years ago for embezzling more than $400,000 from the now-defunct Maine Pulp and Paper Association has been ordered to keep paying restitution after having paid back just over one-tenth of the stolen amount. The American Forest and Paper Association announced that a record 67.2% of paper consumed in the U.S. was recovered for recycling in 2016. And union workers at Twin Rivers Paper Company in Southern Lewis County, New York, have a new six-year contract. For more on these and other stories, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then don't forget to listen to the PM40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at iPulpRadio.com. Join us again tomorrow at the same time here on iPulpRadio.com for the latest PM40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.